Cari fratelli e sorelle, seguo con crescente preoccupazione gli avvenimenti in Iraq e Terra Santa.
Pope Benedict voiced his concern for the increasing violence in Iraq and the Holy Land this Sunday, appealing for a peaceful coexistence between people in these lands. The Holy Father asked the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with him, also to pray for lasting peace.
Di fronte da una parte alla cieca violenza che fa stragi atroci,
there is a need for justice, of a serious and credible commitment to peace, and unfortunately we are not seeing them, said Pope Benedict. May the Lord enlighten hearts and let no one avoid their duty to build a peaceful coexistence in the recognition that every man, no matter which population he belongs to, is a brother.
Per questo invito tutti a unirsi in una preghiera fiduciosa e perseverante.
Also this Sunday, the Holy Father's thoughts turn to the Russian capital, Moscow, where July 3rd to 5th, spiritual leaders will meet to discuss religious freedom and dialogue between faiths. Pope Benedict said that a Vatican delegation will take part in the summit on the invitation of His Holiness Alexei II, the Patriarch of Moscow, to whom Pope Benedict sent a warm greeting.
Desidero far giungere a Sua Santità Alessio II e a tutti I partecipanti il mio saluto cordiale.
This summit, he concluded, indicates a common desire to promote dialogue between cultures and the search for a world order that promotes justice and peace. But the highlight of this Sunday Angelus for the many, many families gathered beneath the papal apartments in a torrid heat was the Pope's invitation to them to allow the Word of God into their hearts and homes. The Holy Father was looking forward to his trip to Spain next weekend for the conclusion of the fifth world meeting of the family underway in Valencia.
La Iglesia en familia, formando el pueblo de Dios.
As I prepare to visit Spain for the conclusion of the Fifth World Meeting of Families, I ask your prayers for all families, that they will live in accordance with their God-given vocation and benefit from just governmental policies which safeguards a fundamental role in society.
In the many secularized communities of today's society, he said, the first priorities for those who believe in Christ is to renew the faith among adults so that they in turn will be capable of communicating God's love to the next generation. The Pope continued, at the same time, this initiation of children can become a useful occasion for parents to return to the church and deepen their own understanding of the gospel. The family is a living body in which the gift of the faith is shared, he said. It is important that the Word of God is not left outside.
Familia, vivi e trasmetti la fede.
To demonstrate this, the Holy Father evoked the image of a father who holds his child during the rite of baptism, lighting a candle for him, symbol of the risen Christ and the light of his faith. The priest, said the Pope, turns towards the family and says, take care that your child, illuminated by Christ, lives as a child of Christ's light. In this gesture, concluded the Pope, there is the sense of the transmission of the faith from parent to child. This faith must be nurtured by all parents through prayer and the practice of the sacraments of confession and communion.
Auguro a tutti voi una buona domenica, buone vacanze. Arrivederci, buona domenica.